Welcome into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm joined by the newest Viking. It's offensive lineman Babatunde Ayegbusi. Did I do it right?
That's right.
All right. Welcome to Minnesota.
Thanks, mate.
You're a Viking. How's it feel?
I mean, that's a great feeling. It's a kind of dream come true for me, and being in the NFL, being in the States for the first time. Great feeling, man.
You come to us from Poland, correct?
Correct.
So explain to us the path you took to the NFL. You said it was a dream of yours to play here. So when did it become a dream, and how did you get here?
I mean, I'm doing football since 10 years ago, and been doing Polish league, you know, trying to develop this league over there, and you know, learn Polish crowd to how it is actually to watch football, because we've been doing it, you know, late night hours watching NFL games, because it's like 6 hours different in Poland, and. Last season I played for Dresden Monarchs team, and that was actually the first time I met the proper coaches and the guys that have learned me some good techniques and recorded my film. They you know my film, and they liked it. The guys from Texas Tech liked it. Thanks to Kevin Curtis, my film went to Jeff Griffin, my agent. Who decided to bring me in, and I was like, he called me, say, hey, you want to get to States? I'm like, just let me go to embassy, try to get my visa, and I'm coming. So yeah, this is it.
That's a process that not a lot of NFL players have had to go through. It's happened, but not a lot have. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind for you, and now you're excited to be here and get going.
I'm excited, and I'm ready to work. I know that this is not the time for celebration. There's like for me a long way to get on the team, but I'm willing to take those steps and to work hard to get it.
It's not very often when I look up at people like this. How tall are you?
6'8", 9".
Man, so that's... you look the part. What position do you like to play? What position have you played?
Most of the time I play offensive line, left tackle. Mm-hmm. But I had some moments on the D-line, like blocking the PAT. So
special teams, yep.
Special teams, good. But only on the field goal blocks. Sometimes like red zone blocking, but no tackle. That's it.
The more you can do, man. The more you can do, the better chance you have, right? So,
okay.
Coach Prefer will put you on special teams. We can block some kicks, maybe. Who's your favorite NFL player to watch?
To watch?
Mm-hmm. Who do you like watching? You said you watch games late at night when you were in Poland.
I mean, I like Adrian Peterson.
All right. We all do. Yeah.
Yeah. I like all the Vikings players, man.
Anyone you're looking forward to going against?
You know that. That definitely. I want to get to JJ Watt. I know this is a long way for me to see him, even for all the Vikings. But if we will, what I'm willing to help team to get to face him. He's gonna go down.
He's gonna get everything you got.
Here's
the thing: if you play J.J. Watt this year, it's a whole lot of good news because we don't have Houston on the schedule and they're in the AFC. So if we're playing J.J. Watt, that means we're in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
That's what we're doing, man. That's where we want to get, and now I'm willing to help you guys to get there.
All right. Tell us about yourself off the field. Your family. What are their plans? Are they coming over here? You're married with a son. Tell us about that.
Exactly. I got a lovely wife. She's name is Louisa, and my son's name is Babatunji, so it's very similar to mine. Calling BJ. Got two sisters. Lovely parents and a whole bunch of friends back home in Poland wishing me best luck.
Great. Well, we wish you the best of luck, too.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us, and welcome to Minnesota.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Nice to meet you guys.